Thank you and good morning. Sheriff's deputies, Eureka Police, and CHP officers were involved in a vehicle pursuit that ended with the car in the front yard of a residence in King Salmon yesterday afternoon. The incident began when a report of shots fired was called in by a 14-year-old girl in Lolita, who said that two men, identified as 32-year-old Ruben Perez and 47-year-old Timothy Ramirez, fired shots at her and her friends from a moving car. That vehicle was spotted on Tompkins Hill Road by a deputy who followed the vehicle into Eureka and who then attempted a traffic stop at the 76 station on Broadway. The driver sped away instead, leading to the pursuit that ended in King Salmon with both men having abandoned the car and fled on foot. They were both soon tracked down and arrested. Perez was booked for two felony warrants and was granted bail, while Ramirez was arrested for a felony warrant and drug possession. He's being held without bail. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills got personal on the department's blog yesterday. The subject was immigration and enforcement, and Mills, who has a son-in-law born in Mexico, was quite clear in the manner in which his department will conduct itself when it comes to federal immigration policies. Mills states plainly that his department does not profile on race, ethnicity, national origin, or religion, and will not begin to do so. EPD will not become immigration officers. Mills wrote that immigration enforcement is a federal issue and that they have the resources and personnel to handle the job without burdening local police. Mills said the department and its officers will assist federal agents when needed outside of direct enforcement of federal immigration law. Mills also pointed out that Eureka police have enough to do policing the city and that adding immigration enforcement would lead to more problems than it solves. You can provide feedback to Chief Mills online at the blog, eurekapolice.com. Jordan Christmas has news from the Klamath.
The Klamath River is expected to rise again after officials with the Bureau of Reclamation and Pacific Corps began increasing flows at the Link River Dam on Wednesday afternoon, after the upper Klamath Lake rose above the flood threshold. Residents recreating on the Klamath River should expect rising levels, and the flow release will provide a surface flushing flow to help mitigate fish disease in the river. The increased flows are expected to continue into the weekend, and there is the potential for more increased flows should the Klamath Lake levels continue to rise.
Thank you, Jordan. The Rotary Club of Eureka has worked closely with the Betty Quan Chin Foundation in Eureka over the past few years. The last effort was donating and assembling bunk beds at the downtown facility. And on Monday, at its regular meeting, the club will present Chin with a $10,000 check to assist her foundation. Get ready for more rain as another storm system is forecasted to arrive tonight. And with it, the rain will also bring some snowfall. The snow level will drop to about 1,500 feet, and that means motorists who wish to cross local mountain passes should be prepared for snowy conditions that may lead to chain requirements on some highways. More snow is expected to fall Sunday night into Monday. You are urged to check road conditions before you leave home. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. You don't have to go very far in Humboldt County to see the damage caused by a series of winter storms that have dumped more than 60 inches of rain on the county in the past 4 months. Roads across the county are either flooded, under repair, or in some cases, no longer there. And that has led to a series of local disaster declarations from county government. Supervisor Virginia Bass spoke about that damage on Talk Shop and the need for assistance from the state and federal governments.
I think it's our third month we've had to do it now. For some reason, they make you, it's like you have to redeclare, and with the continual storms, no, it's crazy. My district is not nearly as impacted as, you know, Rex and Estelle's especially, but we've got areas where complete roads have disappeared.
County Public Works is responsible for maintaining more than 1,200 miles of roads, and when the damage is widespread and severe, that means that Public Works gets taxed very quickly. Bass said the storms differ from other natural disasters.
You know, with earthquakes, you kind of, you know the drill, so to speak. There's a disaster. There might be some, you know, things that happen afterwards or some aftershocks, but you generally know, you know, how to calculate your needs and how to move forward. When you've got, you're continually being hit by storms that are doing massive amounts of damage, I think it's a moving target.
The supervisors have declared three local emergencies since the first of the year, and Governor Brown has declared disasters in more than 30 counties across the state as well. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.